Hi, it's Dave. So Tesla just ended their Q4 earnings call just a few minutes ago. And I think it could have been one of the most significant and interesting earnings calls of all time for Tesla. It really was that significant. All throughout the earnings call, Elon Musk was saying, you guys aren't getting it. The value of FSD is like mind-boggling. It's nutty. And he goes into many examples. But let's take a look into the highlights of this earnings call, maybe divide it up into 8 points or so. So first off, Elon laid a bombshell when he said the most important product that Tesla is working on this year isn't a car, isn't their next generation car, isn't even full self-driving. He says their most important product is actually Optimus the humanoid robot. And he says this because he thinks Tesla's robot division, or their product category, has the opportunity to be more significant than even Tesla's auto business over time. And he asks this question, what if the economy had no labor shortage or no limits? It would possibly be an economy without any limits. He also shares that the name Tesla Optimus is sticking internally, and perhaps the first use of the Tesla Optimus robot will be at Tesla moving parts around in the factory. However, I think the implications are huge here. Elon Musk is saying that they're working on a product that's bigger than the entire auto business, right, for Tesla, the entire energy business, probably even bigger than the robotaxi business. This is perhaps the ultimate product, right? The product of all products. Now, of course, this robot will take time and many iterations to get right. However, Tesla has the pieces. They're engineering the body. The FSD development they're doing is working on the brain. Yeah, so this was a huge surprise for me. Elon Musk saying the robot is actually the most important product for Tesla right now. All right, the second highlight from the earnings call was when Elon Musk was asked about the $25,000 car and if they're currently working on it, or even if they need it, right, to scale volume, let's say in 2024 or so. Elon says that they're not currently working on this $25,000 car, which is kind of shocking in some ways. He says at some point they might or they will, but they have enough on their plate right now. And he says that he thinks people are asking the wrong question. The real question should be, when will the car or cars become autonomous? Because once a car becomes autonomous, the cost of transport will drop, let's say, 4 or 5 times. And he talks about the FSD, or full self-driving financials, being nutty good. He also goes on and says that he's confident that this will be achieved, at least a safety level that's significantly greater than a human being this year. And he'll be shocked if FSD doesn't reach that level later this year. Elon thinks that this will become the biggest increase in asset value of any asset class in history. And Zach Kirkhorn, the CFO, says there's quite a bit of upside for software margins long-term. Elon also said, everything pales in comparison to the value of robotaxi and full self-driving. Now, this is even a more interesting thing when analysts asked Elon if they'll need this $25,000 car to grow volume. Elon Musk said people aren't getting the gravity of FSD. It's not being appreciated. And he says if Tesla doesn't even lower the price of their cars, he thinks that they will sell as many cars as they possibly could make. And I think the implications of this are huge. It's actually a big shift, I think, in Tesla's strategy in some ways. Elon Musk is saying they're betting big on autonomy. He thinks that they're getting very, very close to it, and that the value that a car presents is going to go dramatically higher. So in some ways, Tesla doesn't feel like they need to go downstream because the value of the car will increase dramatically. So there might not even be a need to sell cheaper cars in the future. Elon Musk goes on and says he's focusing on scaling output for 2022 and that they will not be introducing new vehicle models this year. There's still chip constrained and part constrained. This year, they'll do a lot of tooling and engineering for their new models like Cybertruck, Semi, Roadster, working on Optimus, possibly bringing some of these models to production next year. All right, third update is the 4680 cells. So Austin is building actually structural battery pack Model Ys with 4680 cells right now. They're saying that deliveries would start fairly soon after they receive final certification, and the first 4680 cell vehicles will be delivered this year from Austin. Tesla management goes on and says that this year they're primarily chip limited, but that should be alleviated next year. And once the chip supply kind of alleviates, then they'll be cell constrained, but then 4680 will help with the cell constraints. All right, fourth update is new gigafactories. They're expecting to announce new locations possibly by the end of the year for new gigafactories, and it could be more than one. All right, fifth update is Dojo is on track to do something useful for summer of 2022. The question that Elon says is, when will Dojo become competitive or even better than a GPU cluster for training, let's say neural nets. It's a moving target. These GPU clusters are getting better and better. So he's saying that success is not 100% guaranteed, but they might pass this threshold next year if they execute well. He also says Dojo is not needed for FSD, but it's about cost optimization for training vast amounts of neural net data, and also helps them improve, right, the rate of improvement faster over time. And he says Dojo could be offered to other companies for neural net training. All right, six highlight insurance. So Tesla insurance is already in 5 states. The goal is by the end of this year that they would be available to at least 80% of customers, Tesla customers in the US, if they wanted to choose Tesla insurance. After that, they'll turn their attention to Europe, and perhaps by the end of this year, they might actually explore getting into Europe. Seventh update is Tesla HVAC. Elon is saying that it would be a game changer down the road, that they will do it, but they're not going to commit to a time frame right now just because they have a lot of plans at the moment. All right, number eight update is Cybertruck. So the key issue here is making it affordable. The goal is probably to have about 250,000 vehicles or Cybertrucks per year at least, but it'll take time to get to that level. All right, so let's take a step back. I think Elon Musk is actually revealing a lot in this earnings call. It is super significant. He's saying a few things. Number one, they're focused on ramping their current vehicles, right? That's the goal of 2022. But they're also, he's also saying that Robotaxi and FSD is on the verge, right, of getting really completed or getting future complete in a sense. And it will become one of the biggest asset increases or value increases in history for an asset class. Now, he keeps on repeating this throughout the earnings call that people aren't understanding the full implications of FSD. And I think it's starting to change the product kind of timeline and approach of Tesla, where they are starting to realize they can actually charge almost anything they want for their cars if they have this FSD capability, because it increases the value of the car so much. The third kind of reveal was how important Optimus, the Tesla robot, is going to be for Tesla's future product roadmap or plans. Elon is saying that, yeah, Optimus could be bigger than all of their auto business, all of their energy business, the entire Tesla business combined. And he basically is saying that Optimus could be the end-all product, right? The product of all products, the epitome of the economy, basically. So there you have it. This was classic Elon Musk, kind of seeing into the future further and more clearer than most people, most normal people, and actually making some big bets, redirecting Tesla to really bet big on the future of AI, the future of full self-driving, and the future of autonomous robots. All right, I hope this has been helpful. If it was, go ahead, like, and subscribe. All my videos can be found as audio podcast. Just search for Dave Lee on investing in your favorite podcast player. I'm also on Twitter at HeyDave7. All right, we'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.